Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the waiting room. The waiting room. Now, we've all been inside of hospitals and had to go through the experience waiting. No matter what the illness or the sickness, typically you don't just go straight back into the hospital and begin to get treated. There is a waiting period before that happens. The same thing holds true at restaurants that are crowded. We've got to wait before our tables are ready and we can be seated as a party. There's also the waiting that's associated with traffic. There's the waiting that's associated with several different types of things, and we as a society don't typically like to wait. Well, today, many people are locked inside another type of waiting room. It's the emotional place they've been trapped that keeps them from reaching their full potential. It's the place in their minds that leads them to inaction and gross lacks of productivity. Today, we will uncover the secrets to breaking out of the waiting room and becoming all we were meant to be. First and foremost, let's examine the three reasons why people wait. These, my friends, are the culprits of stagnation. The number one reason is a lack of confidence. Remember when we were children, we believed that we could do anything. It wasn't uncommon for a little boy to tie a towel around his neck and pretend it was a cape and climb on the roof and then jump off. Why? Because the boy believed he could fly. However, when that boy became a man, he was riddled with doubt and a lack of belief in himself, unwilling to take risks, unwilling to try new things. These are all results of a lack of confidence. How confident are you? Have you lost your belief in who you are and what you can accomplish? My friends, I would challenge you that that's the number one reason that we wait. The number two reason is a lack of clarity. Imagine taking a road trip to a city in a state you've never visited. Now imagine taking that road trip with no map, no navigation system, no GPS, no tour guide, no cell phone. How comfortable would you be in making it to your destination? Well, of course, we'd be highly uncomfortable because we all need clarity. In business, my friends, clarity is also required because it means that we can see clearly where we want to go and what we want to do and how we want to get there. The third reason for the waiting syndrome is a lack of collaboration. This is just the fine art of working with someone else. We all need teams to reach our full potential. Soldiers have teams. They're called platoons. Singers have teams. They're called choirs. Musicians have teams that are called bands. And no matter what you want to accomplish or how you want to get there, we all need a team. Who's working with you? Who's side by side with you? Who are you collaborating with that's assisting you in reaching your goals? Well, my friends, I can tell you that good things come to those who wait, not who wait in a traditional sense, but those who execute the WAIT acronym, the four key elements of breaking through and becoming everything you were meant to be. That W in our WAIT acronym reminds us of the importance of work. Yes, my friends, this is mastering the art of doing. Think about all the procrastinators you know. They write down these long, fancy to-do lists. They tell everybody about what they're going to get ready to accomplish. And then what happens? Nothing. They don't do anything at all. When we're working, my friends, that's simply mastering the art of doing. I challenge you to knock out the first item on your to-do list. Don't do anything else but that. Then when it's done, go to the next one. Use your willpower. Use your grit. Use your determination, my friends, to go farther and faster than ever before. Nike has a slogan called Just Do It, and we should adopt the slogan and do those same things ourselves. What have you been procrastinating with? What have you not done that needs to be done? I challenge you, my friends, to take the bull by the horns and actually do. The A in our weight acronym reminds us of the importance to aspire. This is mastering the art of dreaming. When was the last time you dreamed big, that you really believed that you could do something and you started thinking about it day in and day out? You know, when we were children, we dreamed about what we wanted to become. Are you still dreaming today? I challenge you to pursue those wildest dreams. But first and foremost, we've got to have dreams to pursue. What do you want to become in the next 2 years? What do you want to become in the next 3 or 5? How high do you want to climb? What do you want to accomplish? Are you dreaming as big as you can possibly dream? Aspiration is simply mastering the art of dreaming every day. Dreaming takes us to a place where we can know that we can accomplish all we desire. It begins to give us the clarity that we're lacking. So many people have turned their dreams into reality, and we can do exactly like that as well. You can too. That I in our weight acronym reminds us of the importance of inspire. This is simply mastering the art of depositing. Depositing what? Depositing good into the lives of others. Depositing kindness and inspiration and motivation and encouragement. We all need someone to boost us, to lift us, to make us go further than we've ever gone before. For some, it's that teacher that deposited great things into your life that made you who you are today. For others, it's the parents that were diligently pouring into you and telling you that you could do the best you could that made you who you are. Everybody needs an inspiration, someone that's willing to put all they have into them. Yes, my friends, lastly, and certainly not least, that T in our weight acronym reminds us to thrive. That's mastering the art of dominance. What have you been given to do? What is your goal and aspiration? I challenge you not just to do it with excellence, do it with vigor, do it with might, and do it with dominance. Who said that we only have to have a handful of customers? Why not have 1,000? Why not have 1,000,000? We can thrive, my friends, if we believe in unlocking our true potential. Then we don't just want to survive, we want to thrive. We don't want to exist, we want to dominate. I challenge you, my friends, to execute these elements in the WAIT acronym, to work, to aspire, to inspire, and to thrive. Yes, my friends, I hope you've enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.